T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. Are you attracting all types of birds this spring? How about hummingbirds? Cardinal Corner is a spectacular selection of hummingbird feeders. They have so many good things there. Also, the hummingbird helper nesting material kits. Lots of birds love to use. Well, as I told you, they're so much more than a bird seed store. In fact, they just received a shipment of beautiful craft glass bird bath. They almost look like a flower. They come in purple, amber and white, speckled glass. Let's see, what else? Blue pointed, bold. The bird's going to love splashing around in these nude bird baths. And, of course, they have the freshest bird seed around anywhere. Anywhere. They have a monthly newsletter with all kinds of tips and stories. Just go online to sign up at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert, or see Amy at the Newport Center. Hey, they've got some great Father's Day gifts, too. 651-455-6556 is the number. Again, online, cardinalcorner.com, you will find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Well, Jim Gilbert, good morning on this Sunday. The weather is obviously a factor this morning, but I have to mention your trip sounds wonderful.
You know, it really does. The alpine highlights of Austria and Germany, I know you've been there and you've enjoyed it so much, and Michael Kenny does a great job of planning. But in case someone missed the phone number and is interested, we still have a few spots left on this trip. Unbelievable adventure planned by Michael Kenny from Defined Destinations. So it's Defined, D-E-F-I-N-E-D, and then destinations.com. And or call 651-398-9358. Love to have anybody who's really truly interested to come on this trip, but do it today, because we have to close this down and we're just almost filled up.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, it does, and we're really really looking forward to this one. 7 o'clock here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia. 72 degrees, I heard 75 in the Twin Cities. Strong southeast winds, overcast, but it's really dark in the west, and I hear rumbling already. The northern cardinal is out in our backyard, and house wren too, both singing away. And I know we're in a severe thunderstorm watch for this area in the greater Twin Cities area, so stay tuned to WCCO. Sunrise today was 5:26. And by the way, the 5:26 is the earliest sunrise of the year, and it happens each day now, June 11th to the 19th. And sunset is 8:59, so soon, a couple days, it'll be 9 o'clock. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 15 hours, 33 minutes of daylight. We have gained 1 minute of daylight since yesterday, 7 minutes since last Sunday, and 6 hours and 46 minutes is the total amount of daylight gained since December 21st, the winter solstice. And, Denny, we still have 3 minutes more daylight to gain by June 20th, the summer solstice, the longest daylight period of the year when astronomical summer begins in the Northern Hemisphere. Yesterday, Sandy and I were at Hamline University in St. Paul and noticed that the many Japanese tree lilacs had started blooming. They have them along the boulevards there, and it's just beautiful. We were at Hamline for the state high school track and field finals. Our granddaughter, Ailsa Gilbert from Watertown, ran in the 100-meter hurdle finals and finished second in the triple jump. So fun day to be there. But, you know, it was so amazing how these young people carried on and did this in the heat yesterday. And it was high yesterday was 96.
Yes, unbelievable.
Oh, gosh. Well, talking about the normal high for today is 78, and the normal low 55. Records for today, June 11th in the Twin Cities, high 96, set in 1956. And then we have a Pioneer record going back to 1821 when it hit 98 degrees. The record low is 40, set in 1874 and again in 1903. And the most rain we've ever received on this date was in 1975, and it was 2.58 inches that fell on the Twin Cities. We're 2 days past the full moon that set this morning at 7:22. Yeah, no, it's not quite set. Okay, and rises again tonight at 10:35. And our next full moon is July 8th. Lots of things happening outdoors right now. Double peonies and Russian olive trees are blooming. And the Minnesota official state flower, the showy pink and white lady slipper, is now blooming in the wildflower garden at the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. Watch for those tiny firefly lights. I haven't seen any yet here, but I know it's going to happen maybe tonight or sometime very soon. Lauren Burkle from Mankato saw his first firefly on the wing this past Wednesday, June 7th.
As a matter of fact, Jim, I just got a text that we did, fireflies in the Henriette area. So
Henriette. Yeah. All right. Okay. The students I worked with last weekend at Northhouse Folk School in Grand Marais will be happy to know that a wildflower we hunted for last weekend couldn't find up yet. It's called the starflower, was seen up and first blooming this past Tuesday, the 6th, according to wildlife photographer David Brislance from Lutzen. David also notes that pin cherry trees and serviceberry trees and shrubs are still flowering. And I'd like to note that yesterday I ate the first ripe service berries here in the Twin Cities. So we're a little ahead here. As a matter of fact, if any listeners would really like to see crab apples and lilacs blooming, go to Duluth, like right now, in the next day or two. They're beautiful. Other reports from David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, include juvenile red squirrels are out and about. Canada tiger swallowtail butterflies are numerous right now, and they will be for the next week or two or three maybe. And they saw they've been seeing monarch butterflies in pretty good numbers. I haven't even seen a monarch yet. Birds that are quite vocal in the Grand Marais, Lutzen area include ovenbirds and red-eyed vireos, American redstart, chestnut-sided warblers, magnolia, and northern perula warblers. And David's watching a northern perula nest. Both painted and large snapping turtles continue to come up on dry land to lay their eggs. Watch out for them as they cross roadways. Val Rukovina from Minnetonka reports seeing two large snapping turtles laying eggs in the soil lately, just near his home. Val recommends if you observe a turtle laying eggs in the ground, after the turtle has left, spray the top of the newly dug soil with some sort of insect repellent. This will keep raccoons from smelling the spot and save the eggs. And by the way, these eggs can take 90 to around 100 days to hatch. These are these turtle eggs. So watch for the turtles when they're crossing the roads. Do we have time for more? Or are we?
You know what, let's do. Yes, we'll have time. But let's talk a little bit. 1 week from today, Jim, is Father's Day. And I think this will probably be a good time to drop some hints about how much I'd love to have more by-the-yard. Dad would love to have more by-the-yard furniture. I don't think I have room for more by-the-yard furniture myself.
We don't either.
But
we're enjoying ours so much.
But if Dad has always wanted this great furniture, best patio furniture your money can buy, and he deserves it. In fact, maybe you should take Dad down to that quick drive down 169, what do you say, Jim, and have Dad browse through that showroom.
Go to the showroom.
That really has some great ideas. But you know what? If you don't have the time, or maybe you're not in town, maybe you're up at the lake or whatever, and you want to get your dad, or your dad can choose, get a gift card. That's another thing. Gift cards are a great idea. You just keep adding to this furniture. You don't have to replace it. Jim and I have had ours in our respective homes for years. You're not going to see it fade. This patio furniture, CCO Land Company, Jim and I have been to that showroom many times. It's still family run. And they have a 35-year warranty on this patio furniture. 35 years. So don't forget Dad. Jim and I are happy with our By the Art furniture, but maybe your dad would like some like we have. Yours is green, right, Jim?
Ours is all green.
Yeah.
we felt it matched our home that way.
Well, if you can't make it, let me give you a website, and they'll have more information there. You can order that catalog and show Dad. He can choose from the catalog maybe, huh? Buytheyard.net. Go online, buytheyard.net. Look in, quote, products for that gift card if that's what you like. But check it out, buytheyard.net. Quick drive down near Jordan, Minnesota. Well, yeah, what else do you have, Jim?
Well, the lake temperature here at Lake Waconia yesterday, according to Nick at In Town Marina on the south side of the lake, was 68 degrees. Sunfish and crappie fishing is really good, and largemouth bass and walleyes are also biting. And Jim Hubda from Rice area reports that the surface temperature of Little Rock Lake yesterday was 71 degrees. Now, that's a much smaller lake than Waconia. But the point is that many of our lakes are now warming to right around 70, and we take the official temperatures down 1 foot in at least 5 feet of water. And 70 is considered the cutoff for safe swimming by the American Red Cross and also by the military. Ray and Marlene Simon noticed that Thursday the 8th, 7 black-capped chickadee eggs hatched, and this is a later hatch because some of the chickadees have already fledged. Some fireflies, they've seen their second species. There's several species of fireflies in Minnesota, and they started seeing a second species already this last week. Tree swallows started hatching this past Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and yesterday Ray counted 26 young in 4 different nesting boxes. Total, that is. Snapping turtles were laying eggs right next to the road in their neighborhood, and I told them about spraying the spot with some insecticide to keep the raccoons away. They've been picking strawberries since last Sunday. That would be the 4th. Diana Herring from Waterville saw her first fireflies of the year just last Sunday, and she said that their dog, Rufus, found a turtle in their CRP land. They live on a farm there. And the turtle was there, of course, to lay eggs. And that was just this last Thursday. Her son and their son, Captain Rob Herring from Optimum Charters, Lake Superior, reports surface water temperature of Lake Superior 4 miles off from Canal Park yesterday was 51 degrees. Keith Radle from Faribault, first dark phase eastern tiger swallowtail butterfly, just saw that Monday. Yesterday he saw the first red spotted butterfly. We have 172 different types of butterflies in Minnesota. Rod Nerdahl, consulting astronomer for the Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendars for the past 28 years, reminds us that there is a sky observing highlight to see this week, and that is the planet Saturn with its rings. They're just in perfect position to see them with a small telescope. And this will be the best viewing of Saturn for the next 15 years. So get out and see Saturn. The way you find it, go out about an hour after sunset, it'll be about 10 o'clock, look in the southeast, about 10 degrees above the horizon, and it should be the brightest like star, but this is a planet in that part of the sky. So that's go, if you can, see Saturn with its rings. Julie Brophy from Victoria reports that tomato plants were loving the heat yesterday, but she said the garden could sure use some rain. This past week, June 7th, Eastern Painted Turtle came up into Bill and Julie's yard just from Kelzer Pond, walked about 20 yards to find a suitable spot, and dug a hole and laid eggs right in their garden. On the 9th, she said, Northern Cardinals singing much of the day, she says, the reason the Cardinals are singing most of the day is because they're recurrent nesters, and they're getting ready for their second nesting. Julie says that many birds have been coming to their bird bath in Victoria to drink and to bathe. They had to fill their bird bath several times yesterday. Matt Chute, led a bird hike at the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum yesterday in the grassland area. They saw 25 species in this grassland area, including eastern meadowlark, bobolink, dick thistle. This seems to be a dick thistle year. It's saying and saying and saying for them. Eastern bluebird, clay-colored sparrow. Early blooming plants on the prairie include oxeye, false white, indigo, large-flowered penstemon. These are all beautiful things that are blooming. And the showy pink and white ladyslip are our state floral emblem, now blooming in the arboretum, in fact, since June 7th. The spiny basket-tail dragonflies are on the wing. I knew that Matt would know what they were. And Matt Shute is quite an entomologist here. But he said, these are the big mosquito eaters, and we need them right now. So that's called the spiny basket-tail dragonfly, and I saw several of them yesterday, and I'm sure others did too. Many garden roses and peonies are blooming at the arboretum. Got a note from Rick Larson from Egan. Has anyone reported that they're seeing less hummingbirds this year? It seems that I have two pairs of them. Well, not in our yard. We seem to have the same number, and that's what other people are noticing around here too. He said he was just curious to see if there was something about their migrating pattern. But he has an interesting thing he does. He puts banana peelings in a feeder as the hummingbirds could come and find the fruit flies there. And eventually every speck of the peeling disappeared. And I don't know if the hummingbirds ate the banana peelings. There was something else. But it is close to 7:30, and you got to get going.
I think we do because we have more weather information.
I know.
Well, Jim,
I will
talk to you 1 week from today on Father's Day. How about that?
Well, I sure look forward to it.
Me too.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Gilbert, Nature Notes, next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO. In the Twin Cities right now, 75 degrees. We'll get you a weather update coming up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.